Start your day the Torah way in Northwest London, Sunday, 2nd of Iyar, 23rd of April, Rabbi Daniel Cohen Schlita, Din de Klal Yisrael in Kabbalah Satorah. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Freifeld, the Chavetz Simchas Bar Mitzvah of Moishe Freifeld, which took place yesterday. Yirotzen Shizko Harov was Kenov the Rav Nachas, Menu Mikol Yotzei Chalotzeihem. Thank you for the hospitality. Make it loud. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, thank you for hospitality from my Baal Achsanya and the Achsanya here. That is an unbelievable zchus to me to be able to learn with you a few divatir beis Hashem. We know that we are holding in the days before Kabbalah Sotir, we are making the Sfiyah Sa'oimer to the Kabbalah Sotir. And I would love to get some nekuda of dinim of Klal Yisrael and the Yochid and the Tzibur and the difference between them and how much is we need to understand what the concept of Klal Yisrael is about the Kabbalah Sotir. So, it's a kind of reality question and that we have a few Yidden that eager to do our mitzvahs that we didn't have the schus to do it for many years, like example, Tcheles, and many other mitzvahs. We can renew the masuris of the mitzvahs, or if we don't have any masuris, we cannot do anything. Even though we can lead by the simonim that Chazal give us about the mitzvahs, like example, I'm giving the tcheles, but it could be about the korbanos, could be about other things, or that if we don't have the masoris, we need our guideline to be by the masoris of Klal Yisrael. If we don't have it, we need to wait till Moshiach comes, Ezer Hashem. We hope it will be today, Ezer Hashem. But what is the tzdodim over here? So we'd like to share with you a few thoughts. So, first of all, I want to learn with you a piece of Rami Simcha, Shtigl Teir, in this parasha. Es mispot etasu veschukoy sai tishmiru lolechs baim ani Hashem elokeichem ushmartem eschukoy sai veish mispot asher yase oisom ha'odom v'chay baim ani Hashem. We learn from this psukim a lot of aloches, but the Rami Simcha brings out here something that really we need to know. Habiru kach dehoumo bichlolo tachliso שיסנגו על פי דרכי התוירו והשם יהיה לו יקה. The nation of Klal Yisrael, the tachlis of the nation of Klal Yisrael, to behave on פי דרכי תוירו, and השם will be our Elohim. כי אין השם מייחד שמוי על הפרוטי. השם only מייחד his name on Klal Yisrael, not about the individuals, about all Klal Yisrael together. והנה האומו בכלולו נוקל אצלו ליאויס נזהר בחוקים הם הדבורים הדתיים, זה religious things, מיליו הסניזה במשפוטים, הם הנימוסים והמשתו. He means that חוקו יסקבויים בשכל והנוגן נכוינו. We can lead the nation easier to do a mitzvah that is a mitzvah ben odom lamokri. It's all the nation, the klal, could be easier to lead to the frum pathway in the aspect of ben odom lamokri, but is much harder to lead all the nation to behave in the all the mitzvahs of ben odom lamokri. That he continued to say about ben odom lamokri, we need to guide every one of the Kal Yisrael by himself, because everyone, if we're talking about the klal, okay, the klal will do it. I have a different opinion. I have my own pathway. And if we are coming to such a thing, it's no ben odom lechaveru at all. So he said that about the klal, we cannot say hine etzel rabim lo yishayech lo yimar sheigderu es harabim b'siyogim b'mishpotim. Demai chozis levater al momin ze yoyser b'momin ze. How we can give a general rules to live by them if we are coming to the specific area about someone that he's fighting with the other. Everyone will say, okay, it's mine. It's mine. How we can bring from the rules all the mitzvahs or ben olam lechaveru from the klal to the yochid. So what he says here, that it's a kind of not problematic, but it's a difficult, and it's maybe complicated. But from one hand, when we are talking about Matan Torah, we know that we need to do Va'icha Nisoy Kenegedo. We need to be all of us together. Without this, we cannot have the Matan Torah. Matan Torah is only by all Klal Yisrael together. Shishim Riboy, they're coming to be like one. Because Torah, it's the gilui of every one of the Klal Yisrael, and the Torah cannot be separate. That's from one hand, and from another hand, all the way how to do it, it's to create that our behave, it will be by the klal gol batei v'atel v'acha kumeicha. That means about that we need to act with the specific dinim of everyone about ben odom lechaveru. So we need to go from the Yechidim to create one nation. We cannot do it by just say to all the nation something together, because like what Rabbi Simcha said here, if you give all the mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael together, it will unite them by the mitzvahs of ben odom lamokim, not about the mitzvahs ben odom lechaveru. If you want to create mamleches kriyanim ve'goy kodosh by the Matan Torah, we need to approach to everyone individual, that you need to act and you need to do ben odom lechaveru, that how is it supposed to be. And So we need everyone individual to create our own nation, to be united. But also, if we are say something to everyone by himself, makes them separately. Not everyone have his own tzivui. So the concept here, we need to find out how it's come to be from the tzivui of everyone, of every individual, to create one nation without to make him separately, everyone by himself. I hope kind of understandable. Unfortunately, my English is not fluent so well, but I hope it's good enough to understand the devotee. So I want to show you with you a famous Rambam. But every time that I'm learning the Rambam, it's really beyond achievement. It's Rambam of Kiddush HaChodesh, Kuf Nun Gimel Mitzvos Aseh. You know, they have mitzvahs of Kiddush HaChodesh. HaChodesh is a Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. We just read it. Pesach, and before. But the Rambam holding like that. המצווה הקוף נון גימלי, שציוונו לסבורך לקדש חודשים ולחשב חודשים ושונים. זה מצווה קידוש החודש. And then, Rambam said, כלומר, שמצווה זו אינו מסורה לכל איש ואיש, כמו שבס בראשיס. That everyone have his own שבס. שכל איש, אם נשיש היומים ואיש ואיש בשבי, וכו'. אבל מצווה זו לא יעשה אויסו לאוילום זולס בית דין הגודל בלבד. The Kiddush HaChodesh, only בית דין הגודל in Yerushalayim can do it, except of few cases that Rambam brings, that the Somuch sometimes came to Chutz La'aretz, and brings the Rabbi Kive, once came to Chutz La'aretz, he made the Kiddush HaChodesh over there. It's something that usually we don't do. But we have also another rule. It have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Velochen, Dr. Rambam, botlo hari'iyye etzleinu hayoim beheder beizin agodl moishe botlo hakrovas hakorbonos beheder amigdosh. And it's about this specific Rambam, it's very strange because we know the halacha is that makrivim korbonos even without the migdosh. And Rambam paskin halacha like that. Makrivim korban even without the mikdash. If we have the specific mokim of the mizbeach, we need to make the korbanos over there. So why the Rambam said it's like the korbanos that we don't do because we don't have the mikdash. And then he said that we need to know the cheshbon that we have today. And we are doing all the Yomim Tovim and everything. It's not because that we know this is a specific day of Yom Tov. This is a specific day of Pesach. No. It's not like that. He said that the Beis Din HaGadol make all the Kiddush HaChodesh, the time of Hillel Nesiyeh. But it's not enough. It's have to be that at least some of Klal Yisrael did these dates for Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. And then he said, "Uvechan shoyresh gadol me'oin mishor shoy ha'emuno, lo yedauhu velo yisboinin bimkoimoy elo mishe daitoy amuko, mishor shoy ha'emuno, veze shebehiyoseinu hayoyim bechutz la'aretz." מוינים במלך הסעיבור שביודענו, ואומרים שזה היום ראש חוידש, וזה היום יום טב. לא מפני חשבוננו נקבעו יום טב, אלא מפני שבית נהגולש בארץ ישראל כבר קבעו, זה היום ראש חוידש ויום טב. Ben Shoyse Pulosum said Beheshbon Beria. And then he said, ואנחנו אומנם נחשב והיועים שקובו הם רוצו לומר בני ארץ ישראל בוי ראש חודש כי במלוכה הזו יש בעצמו מוינים וכויב הם היועים. That meaning that the Yidin in ארץ ישראל when they following by the Jewish calendar and doing all the dates that we have in this calendar they make the Yom Tov to be in this day. And he said, "Chaz v'sholem, al derech moshol, oisif lechobiu. Ilu efshor derech moshol shebnei Eretz Yisrael ye'odru me'Eretz Yisrael. If chaz v'sholem, we said derech moshol, can it be?" He said, "Cholil olokel me'az yizuis, ki hu yivtiach shelo imche oisei sa'umu mikol v'chol." He said, "Derech moshol, if we have some time that we have no one from Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael." So we cannot act like the calendar and to do any Yom Tev, any Rosh Chodesh, anything. Based in a goal we have, because we have 1500 years ago, they make all the Kiddush HaKodesh. But we need to act like that in Eretz Yisrael, and from there, it's coming to be for all Klal Yisrael. So he said, Chas v'sholem, if we are coming to some, that we have no Eden in Eretz Yisrael, we have nothing. All the calendar will be cancelled. So he said that Chas v'sholem, nothing like that could happen, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised us. So, about Rosh Chodesh, all of us understand, about the calendar, to make the calendar, all of us understand that we need only by Beis Nagol, only by Klal Yisrael, to have such a kvius of Yom Tovim, because if without this, that every group will do, they have their own calendar. It's no Klal Yisrael anymore. It have to be the same day, the same place, and it have to be Kimitzion Teitzatoyro. That the Rambam, the pasuk of the Rambam, what we bring Kimitzion Teitzatoyro. It have to be from Yerushalayim. It have to be for all Klal Yisrael. But what he said here, Kimitzion Teitzatoyro, the end of the Rambam over here. It's not only about Rosh Chodesh. It's about what's the concept of the Torah. We can say that, such words. Like what Rabbi Simcha said, the concept of the Torah is to lead us to be one nation, to act in the Torah way. Not about the Yechidim, not about the individuals. Because of that, it's have to be something that lead all Klal Yisrael together to do the same action, the same rules, the same mitzvahs. When the Rambam coming to Halacha, the Paskin Halacha, in the Akdome of the Mishneh Torah, I don't have the time to read it, but it's a famous one. He said that the Gemara is so heroic. We cannot come in with the new ideas of learning from the Torah Shebichtav or learning some any mitzvahs by ourselves. After the Gemara. The Gemara is a Chitum Moiroi. And he said, why? Because all Klal Yisrael accept it. All Klal Yisrael in all the places accept the Gemara. And we don't have something like that after the Gemara was Nechtam. We don't have something like that. So that means that even we are talking about what we allow to do, to learn from the Torah, what we allow to act, what we allow to, how. And it's also about Klal Yisrael. That means only by Klal Yisrael can create a stage like that of Chatzim HaSa Talmud, that because all Klal Yisrael accept that, it's the last word that we can have about what to do. So, when we are coming to mitzvahs like we don't have any masuris, maybe we can say that because we don't have any masuris, so even though we can learn from even from the Gemara, from Chazal, the simonim they gave us about how it looked like, what we need to do, how we can do it. If we don't have the masuris, if Klal Yisrael are not acting like that, it's something that maybe we cannot renew it until the Mashiach comes. I think this may be the reason of Rambam bringing the korbanos about the Mishamikdosh, and this is the example that he gave to about the Kiddush HaChodesh. We don't have the korbanos without Beis HaMikdash. Even the halacha is that we not allow. We have to make the korbanos without Beis HaMikdash. He said, we don't have it after the Churban. That's the fact. We don't have it. So because the fact we don't have it, we cannot renew it till Moshiach comes. Why? Because Torah, it have to be something not the all Klal Yisrael get from Hashem. It have to be something that all Klal Yisrael doing that daily basic. Torah is not just to learn. It's not something that's supposed to be not exist. But if it's something that really here in Olam HaMaisa, that all Klal Yisrael, they make them all the Maisim that they have according to this rule, this mitzvah, then we are following by the steps by our fathers, our masuris, and we need to do the same things in our generation. It's another famous Amei Simcha. Very, very unbelievable that it's famous. That he said in Hakdomah of Pasha Shmois, that Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said even Yeshua ben Nun in some place, some day, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Madrega that he have no Bechir. He asked a posh question. You know the Toyas Moshe, Zichu Toyas Moshe Avdi, cannot change. This is a source of everything. So if Chas V'Shalom Moshe Rabbeinu can change himself Chas V'Shalom to be the opposite, how we can rely on Moshe Rabbeinu about the Torah? So he says it have to be that Moshe Rabbeinu bring himself to Madrege, that he's Yoitzer from Madrege of the Bchire, and now he's like a Malach. It's a famous Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu. Half Moshe Rabbeinu is a Malach, half Moshe Rabbeinu is a Odom. But that's what the Meir Simcha says. Because Torah cannot change. So when we are coming to talk about individuals, everyone have his own prayer. And everyone needs to do uvachata b'chai. But when we are coming to the klal, the nation, and we have the promise that we have no, we cannot, Torah will not forget, and we have the continuous of klal Yisrael. So that means, for real, about the nation, we don't have the prayer. About the all the tzibur together, we don't have the prayer. It's a promise, Hashem said. It cannot change. So, when we are coming to Matan Torah, it's have to be ki ish echor b'lev echor, but it's have to be nice v'nishma. The Kabbalah Satir, meaning that everyone by himself make the Kabbalah. That everyone by himself, how he make the Kabbalah, that's what we need to understand. He made the Kabbalah because he understands that he is not really individual. He understands that he is part of Klal Yisrael. So it's not only at night, it's not only a way how to get there, to get the Kabbalah Satir. The only concept that we have in Kabbalah Satir, that means that everyone recognizes himself like he is part of Klal Yisrael, not just part of. He has his own unique way how to be part of Klal Yisrael. Everyone has his own unique neshama, have his own unique light that he needs to bring to the world. But it has to be not separately, it has to be part of the light of all nations, of all Klal Yisrael. The time he recognized that, so he can be able, from one hand, to make a bechir, nice evenishma, omuke echad. It's not only said together. Omuke echad means they understand the concept. We are one nation. We have only, everyone have his own unique way how to bring the light of Hashem to this world. But we need to act like one. And we are one. We have no right to be here if we not understand that we need to act like one. And we need to care for each other like one. So that means that the Kabbalah have to start from the aspect of Ben Adam L'Chaver, that everyone accept to act and to do the mitzvahs of the Ben Adam L'Chaver. That's the first thing that he needs to understand. He needs to be mekabel himself. Because to say a word, okay, I'm part of the cloud, I'm part of the cloud, this is really nice feeling and nice words. But when you are coming to the place that you need to be mevater about something that belongs to you, or you believe it belongs to you, it's part of you, and you need to be mevater, this is the place that it's a little bit harder. And that means about, if we want to understand what that means to be like one, it starts with this perspective of how we need to act, everyone by himself, everyone to each other. And then we can have really Kabbalah Satir because we are coming to the place of we know have any Bechira. Because we are now part of the one nation, and the nation cannot change, cannot cancel it. So we have to come there. And Torah is eternity. So the way how to get it, it's from the Ben Adam L'Chaver to Ben Adam L'Mokim, and then to get the Kabbalah Satir. And just end it. That's Chazal said about these days of Sfira. Tamid Rav Akiva was Nifta, was Meis, Mageifo, because Shelo Nagu Kovet Zebaze. And we know that Rav Akiva, he is the Moshe Rabbeinu of Torah Shebaal Peh, to bring all the Torah to Klal Yisrael. He united the Beshama and Besila, he united everything to bring the Klal Yisrael together. He deyosh bekutzei oisiyos, that means to bring the Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebichtav together. And Shelo Nagu Kovet Zebaze, to be the Moshe HaToyro, cannot be with such a behave, with Nagu Kovet Zebaze. That means Kovet means that everyone have his own place, have his own opinion. This is the first step of united to the first place of bringing the Torah here to Klal Yisrael. And that we need to be mechazek beizah Hashem. Thank you so much, and beizah Hashem should be on Siyad Yishma. The man,